This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August 6. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts 26:17-18. It says there, "I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." End of quote. Today's insight is part of Paul's testimony in front of King Agrippa. The conversion of Saul, a zealot Jew who opposed Christianity and Jesus Christ, to a Paul, an apostle and missionary of Jesus, is an amazing, incredible and divine work of God. Saul became the great man who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament books of the Bible. He wrote the book of Romans, Galatians, Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, and the list goes on. Paul says about himself who he was before Jesus Christ encountered him. Listen to what he says in Acts 26 verses 10 to 11. He says he put many of the Lord's people in prison. Not only he arrested the Christians, but also he put them to death by giving his approval to kill them. He traveled from synagogue to synagogue and got the followers of Christ and punished them. He forced them to blaspheme. In other words, he pushed the saints and believers in Jesus to renounce their faith in him. He threatened them that he would kill them if they did not blaspheme or deny the faith in Christ. Those who did not renounce the faith, he cruelly murdered. He says he was so obsessed with persecuting the Christians that he hunted them down even in foreign cities. Being a zealous follower of the Jewish law, he believed he was doing justice and favor to God in heaven by killing them. In 1 Timothy 1:13, he later admitted that he acted in ignorance and he was doing in unbelief. The early church feared only one name in those days, you know, and that was the name of Saul. He wanted to shut down the spread of Jesus Christ movement and put an end to its growth. When Stephen was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and proving the fact that Jesus is the promised Savior of the world, the members of the Sanhedrin were furious and gnashed their teeth, and they dragged him out of the city and stoned him to death. When they were stoning Stephen to death, the people gave their shirts and coats at the feet of this young man called Saul. Bible said when they were stoning Stephen to death, with the approval of Saul, Stephen prayed this, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. Saul was Stephen's enemy. However, Stephen's death, I believe, influenced the zealot Jew called Saul. Stephen's was a very short life, and only one preaching recorded from him in the book of Acts chapter 7. The first martyrdom was Stephen's that launched the widespread growth of the early church. Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues to Damascus, so that if he found anyone who belonged to the way of Christians, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. He said this to King Agrippa on the way to Damascus around noontime. He said Jesus confronted him. He fell on the ground when he saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, was blazing around him. Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And he got the answer, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Did you notice Saul was persecuting the believers in Jesus Christ, and the Lord was saying he was persecuting him? Jesus says here, he said persecuting and attacking the believers in Jesus Christ is equal to persecuting and attacking Jesus Christ. Then the Lord said this to him, "Now get up on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles." Our today's insight comes right there. Jesus said to him, "I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." End of quote. Beloved, Lord Jesus gave a brand new assignment and vision to Saul. God in heaven turned around Saul into a fantastic Paul. The change happened to him was humanly unbelievable. But what is impossible to man is possible to God. Luke 18:27. The Lord revolved around his life 180 degrees for his divine and eternal purposes. The Lord would send him to his own people, to Jews and the Gentiles, foreign countries. What is going to be the result? As a result, he will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and sanctification. Saul gave the rest of his life for the call and purpose of Jesus. He said to King Agrippa in Acts 26:19, it says, "So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven." End of quote. You see, he became the most significant missionary and apostle of Jesus Christ. He led many people to the true one living God. He preached the gospel of Jesus and established churches and wrote many books in the New Testament section of the Bible. Beloved, if God can convert a cruel criminal like Saul to a loving servant of God, he can do the same thing in your life or in anyone's life. Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15-17, "Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. However, for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." End of quote. Paul testifies he was the worst of sinners. However, Jesus displayed his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. All of his sins were washed away, wiped away by the power of the divine and innocent blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. My friend, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe the blood of the Son of God, Jesus, can wipe away all of my sins. Lord, if you had mercy and patience toward Saul, who became Paul for your ministry, you can change me inside out by your divine touch and power. Lord, I come to you. You come to my heart, Lord, I pray, and transform me today and use me from today onwards for your purposes. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life.